announcing.
Yes, sir, we're aware of it.
I mean, I just want you to know it.
Yeah, we're aware of it. We're trying to... Do you want command, command by the... Yeah, no, that's fine. Why'd you call? We've got a lot of people calling to let us know that. I know. I don't understand sometimes.
Bye-bye.
I'm calling long distance. Is this Littleton?
No, this is Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Are you calling about the shooting?
Yeah, because my granddaughter is there.
Okay.
And I'm scared to death.
Okay. All I can tell you, ma'am, is right now the situation is chaotic. We don't have names. We're getting names at this time. All I can suggest is, you know, just periodically check back with your family.
Yeah, well, I'm getting no answer, and there's a pager number.
Okay, if the student goes to that high school, all those students are locked down right at this time at a separate school. And we're not releasing names of victims at all.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. The girl that was shot looks like my granddaughter.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I can't tell you any further information at all. All I can suggest is try to get a hold of the parents or, you know, call the hospital to see if they are...
I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm so far away. I don't even know where these are.
Okay, I can give you the name of them and you call directory assistance. One is the Swedish hospital.
Okay.
And the other one is Lutheran Hospital.
Lutheran and Swedish.
Correct.
And they're in Littleton?
The Swedish hospital is in Inglewood, Colorado.
Inglewood?
Just ask the Swedish hospital in Inglewood, Colorado.
Okay.
And Lutheran Hospital in Wheat Ridge, Colorado.
Where?
Wheat Ridge.
Wheat Ridge?
Wheat
Ridge.
Ridge.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, it's Debbie Young, WCBS. I just wanted to double-check something. Lon is going to do a phone with us in about 50 minutes.
Okay.
I wanted to check spelling his name and his title.
And who is
Lon Holiday, H-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y?
Who is that?
He's a spokesperson.
Lon Holiday?
Mm-hmm. Did I dial the wrong number?
I don't think he's with Jeffco, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I probably got the wrong
number. Oh, okay, no, hold on one moment, okay?
Oh, wait a minute, 303-277-0211.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Well, it may relate to the emergency thing going on down at that school.
Okay.
I don't have an emergency, but I just wanted to talk to somebody about that deal real quick, if it was possible.
What questions do you have, or...?
Well, with what I'm hearing over the radio, there was a Goofy movie on, and it's been on 3 or 4 times in the last few months, about a guy who was training a girl to be a hitman, and he always ran around with a big trench coat on and had all kinds of guns and grenades and all this kind of stuff. And I know all the SWAT guys are going to be very careful and everything, but this one guy in this movie, he was so knowledgeable about police tactics and all that kind of stuff, he shot up and blew up all the policemen that came to get him at the end of the movie, and at the end, he was escaping dressed in a policeman's uniform that he had shot, and he got away with a gas mask on and all this kind of stuff, and he had a grenade left with him, and he blew up this cop at the end and just blew this building all to hell. And that's what he set everything up for, and he was kind of escaping and doing that. And I would just warn them, maybe these goofy kids or whoever's done this has seen that movie and the scenarios that played out in that movie. It sounds too scary and close to what that movie was to me with what I'm hearing over the radio. So
okay.
I know they're going to be as careful as they can, but that's just something that, I wish I could tell you the name of the damn movie. I can't think of it, but it's been on a few times here lately. And it was just a hitman who was teaching this girl how to do all this stuff, and he knew all the police tactics, and he hid in these buildings, and then he'd be behind him, and all of a sudden he'd see all these policemen and all kinds of stuff.
So let me just take down your name and number and see if anyone needs to call you. They will do that, okay?
Okay.
What's your name and number?
My name is Steve Whitney.
Okay.
And this is my cell phone. The number is 523-5997.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Columbine High School. Do you guys have a list or anything of people that have been taken to hospital?
Let me give you a phone number that we have, sort of a hotline for this, sir.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
982-6836.
982... What was it?
6836.
6836?
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is this Jefferson County Sheriff? Is this an emergency?
Yes, we were calling to see if the officer got charged. Yes, my name is Catherine. I was Brian Sheridan. I just wanted to let you know that we have, sorry, Megan, you guys have now have victim advocate coverage at University of Austin.
Are you asking me if we do, or?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Victim advocate at where?
You've got Littleton and Arapahoe County Victim Advocates at University Hospital.
Okay.
And they wanted me to tell you that so that you could leave your VA on scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.
Jeff County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, it's Aaron Manning over Channel 11.
Hello.
Is there a possibility somebody hanging around there we might be able to do a quick phone with and right at 4 o'clock your time?
Probably. If I get your name and number, we'll see if we can get you in touch with one of them.
Okay, I'm at 817.
847?
496.
Mm-hmm. 7711. And your name again?
Alan Manning, Channel 11. So let's do a live phone with them, get a little update here for our newscast down here.
And where's Channel 11 at?
We're in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Dallas.
Yeah, some people have relatives up there.
Okay. All right, I'll try to find one of the PIOs and then get in touch with you.
Great, what was your name again?
My name's Karen.
Karen, I appreciate
it. Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Jeffrey County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, I have a son in Bird Creek High School, and I'm sent with all the stuff, the schools are closed out. Do you have a number or something I cannot get through the school?
The schools are no longer locked down except for Columbine High School and Leawood Elementary.
Okay, so this should be okay now?
Right.
Okay.
What is that?
Yes, I'm wondering, and I know you probably have a lot of questions about the Columbine shooting. My parents are out of town. Do you know if they caught the guy?
No, they have not. As far as we know, they have not.
My parents live out of, they just moved out of town. They're out of town for the month.
Okay.
They live right behind Columbine High School where
okay.
the football field is.
Uh-huh.
Did you need me to go there and check to see if they're okay, if the house is okay?
They are checking the area.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you need me to meet you there in order to get...
No, do not go in the area at all.
Okay.
Out of the area.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Jessica, can I hear you?
Hi, this is Hi.
Hi.
Would you have Dennis Potter call Howard Cornell at R1 School?
Okay.
At 982-6891.
All right.
Per the undersheriff, we should try to get a staff member from our department over to R1 School's headquarters with Mr. Cornell. Okay,
all right, Joe.
Thank you.
You doing okay?
Absolutely fine.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. Jessica, Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Dr. Alan Litton calling from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Not too bad.
I was transferred to you from your main desk operator. He had suggested that I speak with Steve Davis, but I was unable to get in touch with him.
Uh-huh.
I am a professor down here in Washington, D.C., and I'm getting a load of calls about this Columbine High School shooting.
Uh-huh.
And because I really just came into my office, and I'm going to be talking with, you know, news organizations throughout the day, and I want to give them the right information. Can you just give me basic information about this event? I mean, really, just the essential. What exactly has occurred there?
All I know is that we had a shooting that occurred down there.
And this was in the high school, is that correct?
Right, in a high school.
Is there anything that's known about the kids who did it?
If there is, I'm not...
Yes.
If there is, I'm not privy to it at this point in time. If you'd like, I can get your name and number and have one of our investigators give you a call.
Actually, I'm calling from a cell, but I wonder if I could call one of your investigators. Would that be all right? I really won't take much of their time.
No,
I just need to nail that guy.
I'm just trying to find him. I don't see him standing around here.
I'd really appreciate it if you just put me on with anyone.
Sure, hold on.
Thanks.
Chester County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from the state of Virginia, and I'm watching the broadcast live at your school situation.
Uh-huh.
I have noticed that y'all have been shooting film from the helicopter on top of the school.
We're aware of it.
Okay, right there where you've got the white and the yellow truck backed up to the building where they was letting kids out.
Uh-huh.
On top of your roof, there's three air handling units.
Uh-huh.
The one on the left side, the air handling unit door is wide open. The gravel's all scuffed up. It looks like somebody had ran and jumped inside this unit. You may have somebody inside that unit.
Okay.
The units are never left.
Where the white and yellow truck is?
Yes.
The three air handling units.
On
which one is it?
It's the one on the left front. But they've been
only
one up there with the door open. And I mean, we do this, you know, with our company. We know about them. You never leave these doors open. And one is wide open.
Okay.
Please let somebody know. I mean, because they've got these kids, like, gathered up in the corner right underneath there. I've heard the suspects may have pipe bombs. I mean, it wouldn't take nothing for somebody to jump out there and drop something on these kids.
Okay.
And I've done seen it like 50 times, and it's just killing me that nobody's up on that roof checking it.
And they can't get up there.
Yeah, we can't get up there.
I know.
Okay, then I'll let them know.
Please.
I appreciate you calling.
You're very welcome.
It's something that I don't think we've noticed.
No, the door is wide open. If you look at your TV footage, you'll see it. You'll see what I'm talking about. The helicopter, have him zoom in so you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do some cop work now. See you later.
Thank you.
of thinking about Creature Comforts.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a way to contact the command post? Ask them if they want us to start maybe getting some porta potties delivered down there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a touchy subject, but it's a Creature Comfort thing, and you don't think about it until you need it. So.
Okay.
So find out if they do, and if they do, I'll work on it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, we checked the county sheriff's office.
Yeah, this is Halverson.
Uh-huh.
He's a
center with all the food and drink.
You're going down to the command center?
Yeah, with all the food and drink.
Okay.
All right, and also bring in extra radios and batteries.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks.
Still at Leawood and Pierce, isn't it?
Leawood Drive and Pierce. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jesse Cashier's office.
Yes, hello. I'm sure you're very busy. Is it possible to talk to, is it Robert Baker, please?
Who's calling?
It's, my name's Conrad Evans, and I'm ringing from News 24 in London.
All right,
hold on. Thanks.
Channel 7 News. Her name is Carol McKinley.
And she had just reported that kids were on cell phones, the some that were still in hiding.
Jersey County Sheriff's Office, an emergency? No, please hold. What can I help you with?
What I'm trying to say is she is broadcasting on live TV where the kids are hiding in the high school.
Okay.
And everybody, all the other people have said, you know, we can't divulge anything, and she has just blurted everything out like an idiot.
Okay. All right, I'll let them know.
And her name?
Jersey County Sheriff's Office, an emergency?
Comment to 5-1.
Hi.
Yes.
You need Channel 1?
Well, I need Leslie, Channel 3, I guess.
Channel 3 for Channel 1. Okay, fine. Hold on. Leslie, I got a call for you. Let me on 24 for Leslie. 24 for Leslie. Thanks. Leslie, sorry.
Hi, this is Lynn Kimbrough. I'm a former PIO for the local police department.
I remember you.
Hey, I'm also a reservist for FEMA, and the regional office here at the Federal Center wanted me to call and be sure that we can relay our offer of any FEMA resources that you may need tonight or tomorrow.
Let me find Judy. She just walked behind me a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. Why don't you go ahead and give me your name and number?
Well,
she's on the phone right this second.
All right, it's Lynn Kimbrough. And the best number in it to, this is FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, 235-4925.
Okay.
Or is that the best number, Leslie? 235-4944, I'm sorry, would be the better one. 4944. And it's an offer of any of the resources that FEMA might be able to rally tonight, tomorrow. We've got public affairs folks with extra hands. Anything else in terms of...
Okay, and it was 2354944.
Yes.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Denver.
Hi.
How are you? Busy?
Busy.
Well, am I supposed to send information over to you about if people think they know who's doing everything? Like
suspect info?
Yeah.
I can either have an investigator call you or call the people.
Well, he just gave me, he said it's on an AOL line.
Oh, we've got that information.
Oh, you do?
On
okay.
AOL. Yeah.
Okay. That's all he wanted to say then.
Yeah, several people called and told us that, so
okay.
We have that, but I appreciate calling.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Laura from Colorado Humane Society.
Hi, Laura.
We just wanted to let you guys know that Colorado Humane and American Humane have set up secured 2 boarding facilities.
Okay.
If people need us to house their animals while they're at the hospital or...
Can you hold on one moment, ma'am?
Yeah.
Edgewater, please. Is this an emergency?
No, it's not.
One moment, please. And Laura, what's the number to reach you at?
303-988-4465.
Okay. I'll pass this along, sure.
Okay. Do you want the names of the facilities? I know you're really busy right now.
Not right now, ma'am. I really appreciate
all right, I'll let you go. Yeah, that's fine. I'll let you go.
We'll have those people call you at this number if they need that.
Okay.
I really appreciate your help.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Where this incident has occurred.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, good. not
so in other words, she lives in Golden. He would be going to Goodson High School.
Most likely.
The
name of the school is...
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Communications.
Hi, I was trying to get in touch with Steve Davis. This is 7 News.
He's down at the command post.
Okay, is anyone who can confirm for us what happened to the library?
Let me switch you down to one of the PIOs down there.
Okay, thank you. Television program, and we wanted to speak with someone
about hostage negotiations, specifically in reference to Denver, in reference to...
Okay, all I can do is I'll have you speak to Bob Baker. He's talking with the press, but hold on a minute.
Who is Bob Baker?
Hold on, please. He's not a very important person. He's just walking around with cannons. Throw it in his hand. Jessica, can I share something in emergency?
No, ma'am.
Jessica, can I share something in emergency?
Ma'am, I'm a physician in the area. I was wondering if I needed to go down to the nearest Columbine for triage or...
hold on, please. Let me have you speak to our medical dispatcher. Jessica, can I share something?
Yes, I was calling for Jackie Tomlin.
Jackie Tomlin?
Oh, you know, I'm here to... yeah, does that ring a bell?
Who is Jackie Tomlin?
From the Westminster Police Department.
I'm... hold on, please. It was the one that was ringing. This is Jackie. I got a call for you. Great. Do I stay on the line? Oh, they hung up, Jackie. I didn't know that's who you were. I'm sorry.
Who was that?
This is dispatch. Westminster just called. I guess I'll put them back through to you when they call back.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Jackie. Bye. Right, well, Jersey County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
No.
Who's home? Can I tell you to help you?
Yes, ma'am. Chief Bob Krauss from Douglas County Sheriff's Office.
Hi there.
How can I get a hold of your incident commander at Columbine?
Oh, boy. This man bus. Let me find out. Hold on, okay?
Okay. Hostage negotiations.
theoretical level if this would have turned into something.
Well, I know no hostage negotiations going on now, so.
Hold on,
unbelievable. Inside edition, you want to know about the hostage
negotiations.
I'll hang up on these guys. Hang on just a minute.
Sure.
Let me put this on hold. This is Deputy Baker.
Hey.
Hi, Deputy. Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Hi, right,
Baker. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No, it's not.
One moment, please. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from NBC News.
Ellen. Okay. It's Ellen?
Yeah.
And what's the number to call you about, Ellen?
Area code 201-583-5049.
Okay, we'll page our on-duty PI guy for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Bob with Foothills Fire.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Real good. How are you doing?
Oh, busy.
Good. I've got an EMTB, an EMTI, and an EMTP with a rig. We just heard that they're requesting all available metro area medics to respond to this Columbine thing.
Let me switch you to the fire dispatcher. Hopefully they will know more about this than I do, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Hold on. Okay, you have more information than I do at this time, it seems, and both of their fire department lines are tied up right now.
Sure.
So, why don't I take down your name and number and have them call you right back?
Okay.
Bob, I'm sorry, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No.
One moment, sir. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Yeah, kind of.
One moment, sir. Okay, what is the phone number to call you at, Bob?
Okay, it is 303-526-0707.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, we're at Foothills Fire.
Foothills. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Gotcha.
Bye-bye. Okay, sir, what's your emergency?
Well, I just listened to the radio. I'm an off-duty paramedic fixing to get off work. I didn't know if they needed any other help or not down there.
Okay, let me take down your name and number, and we'll have somebody call you about this. Right back, okay? Okay, what is it?
I'll be about another 14 minutes, then I'm going to head home, but if you need it, I'd head right down to Denver. 271-0107.
Okay,
extension 1418.
Okay.
Daniel Holmberg, and I'm paramedic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Catherine Williams. I'm calling with KHW Radio here, actually, at the Happy J. Marvin Show.
Uh-huh.
And we were looking for your community officer, community residence officer.
Okay, do you need someone?
Resource officer, excuse me, your community resource officer.
Okay.
And we saw his name is Gardner.
We've given them messages already.
You have? Is there a number that we can call him with? Because Jay's kind of pushing real hard. Is there a number we can call him directly to?
No, this is it.
This is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you got a hotline number. Let me give you our number here to the control room.
Hold on one moment, okay?
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No.
One moment. What is it?
Our number to the control room is 303-892-4760.
Okay.
And either me, Catherine, will answer, or Jay's producer, Darren, will answer.
Okay.
And that's that. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
I know it's not real important that you want to sit up and call in, but I read an article about those motorized skateboards.
Uh-huh.
And we have kids from the neighborhood that don't wear helmets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to sell us.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Nope.
One moment, please, ma'am. Okay. Are they doing this right now, ma'am?
They've been doing it all afternoon.
Okay,
and
sorry,
I know,
ma'am.
It's not a big deal because this is more important.
I'll be right back, ma'am, okay? Thanks. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No, it's
one moment, please. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
I'm sorry, wrong number.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, what streets is this off of, ma'am?
It's on Elmhurst Drive.
Okay.
West Elmhurst Place.
Okay.
West Front.
Deputy Baker.
So that's the closest two streets?
And so Elmhurst 3. And then there's a private path that's called Holland.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're not wearing helmets, and it just scares me that if I
I'll get in trouble for it.
How many are there?
Usually there's about three of them.
But there's three out there now? There's one now?
Because they're not much getting out of school.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Like I said, it's not a big deal. There's, you know, Columbine is more important.
But we will try. I can't guarantee someone will be able to check the
area. No, not today.
Oh, not today?
In a while.
Oh, okay.
No, because this is more important. This
okay.
Is, so.
Let me, I'll be right back, okay, ma'am?
Thanks.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
I'm trying to get in touch with Steve Davis.
I'll be right back with you. Okay, sorry about that.
I know you're busy. Like I said, it's not that big a deal, but I read in the paper to report it.
Okay. See, right now I can have an area check done if they're doing it now. Okay.
It just went by about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, ma'am. We'll have someone check the area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's Roberts.
Yeah, it's Barb.
Hey.
David Johnson called in. Available. Do you want the numbers?
Go ahead and give me his number.
559-5449.
Okay.
And his pager, well, that's probably his pager. Your telephone number is 279-9482.
Okay. If you get an opportunity to talk to the command post,
yeah.
Can you tell them that we've ordered 4 porta potties to be delivered down there for them?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh,
bye.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Another request. request for more ambulances?
No, actually, my 301 is in an armored car in the southwest corner.
Uh-huh.
And they said they're there with a patient right now, and the patient is an eyewitness and possibly identify the shooter.
Okay.
So they said, tell Jeff to.
Okay, he's in the armored car?
Yeah, I've got a crew in the armored car on the southwest side.
Okay.
All
right.
Bye-bye.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Is Bill around?
I'm not sure where he's at. Okay, he might be back there. John Call is up here on the phone, but I'm not sure where Bill is.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, can I help you?
Hi. I heard that they're calling for all EMTs in the area.
Hold on.
What are you asking for EMTs to respond to that location? Exactly.
Are you hearing that from the media or who?
From the media.
From the media. No, we're not.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi. Is there anybody speaking of the Littleton shooting or about the Littleton?
What can I help you with?
I'm calling from CTV in Toronto, Canada. We just wanted to get an idea of what's going on.
Okay. How can I speak to our spokesperson for communication, Bob Baker?
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Thanks.
Bob Baker.
All right. Hold on. Let me put you down to somebody that's down on scene, okay?
Yep.
Regarding that shooting situation at the high school that we're all hearing about over the country.
Right.
And I wanted to pass along an idea that I don't know if it might be useful, but it's something I've had on my mind for a long time because I'm a bow hunter. they said that possibly the shooters are wearing body armor, and that's a problem getting bullets through. And I've always wondered, and I don't think it's ever actually been tested, whether a good sharp broadhead tipped hunting arrow would go through that.
I don't know. I'm sure I'll pass it on, though, to him.
Yeah, pass it along.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Good luck.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
author is going to be holding a news conference here this afternoon at about 4 o'clock, but that has not happened. Now, you can imagine the crush of media that's around here. That has forced the school officials to say that they want us all off school property. So we've all been moved back and are on the sidewalks now to hopefully give these families a little bit more breathing room. A huge crush. As you mentioned, this is a national and international story now. Media crews are showing up from all over the country to cover this. But the immediate concern right now is for families and their children to be reunited, and that continues to go on.
All right, that would have reported live to me.
All right, it's breaking away from KMCH live coverage in the Denver area. We're going to go to the Justice and Family Sheriff's Department. Deputy Robert Baker is standing by. Deputy Baker, let me just ask you the first general question about law enforcement efforts here. Who's in charge?
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department is.
We saw earlier the attack that had downgraded that to what appears to be a Bradley armored vehicle of some kind. Who ordered that up?
Yeah, we just saw it on the TV ourselves. Dispatch right now, so down at the command center at the site, it could have been ordered there.
Now, we have seen FBI search around places. How are they being coordinated into this effort?
At this time, I think they're just assisting us. I don't know exactly what their responsibility is at this time.
And specifically, what are you doing now? If you can tell us.
Right now, we have four different SWAT teams inside the school going room to room.
How much of the school would you say has been?
I can't answer that. Not the SWAT members are on the line, so I don't know.
Now, there have been reports, surprising reports, in fact, you might be down as the SWAT go from room to room to room. They don't have an opportunity to go and be put outside with the other injuries. Do you have any reports of students down in the school?
No, none.
None whatsoever?
None.
You're feeling that now the injuries have been secured either outside of the school or sent to local hospital?
Well, all the ones that the SWAT team have got to. I don't know of any other injured inside as of yet.
And are there still people inside the school doing this routine?
As far as I know, we haven't got a call from our SWAT team saying the school's been secured.
And again, we've had varying reports of either two or three people involved in the shooting, the shooters themselves.
Correct.
Number on that?
We don't have an exact number, but at least that.
How about hostages? Is there any concern that there may, in fact, be hostages that those shooters have?
No, we don't have any reports of hostages as of yet.
None whatsoever?
None.
And what are you going to do in terms of nighttime and approaches? Are you going to try to clear that school before darkness?
They're going to go through as quick as they can and as safely as they can. We don't have an exact timetable of how long that's going to take. That high school is huge.
Now, you say there are four SWAT teams. How many personnel does that involve?
Oh, I have no idea. Each individual SWAT team has different amounts on their team.
And do you have a sufficient number of help there?
Absolutely. We have plenty of help. Oh, yeah.
Deputy Baker, we thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go back now.
If you could just go ahead and have him hold up there and keep traffic from going through. Okay.
Hello. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Dave Ballmer.
Hey, Dave.
I'm looking for Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
Right here.
Thanks.
So, I've already told Brad, does Tina have one? Tina might have one. No, she's up for right now.
Hey.
Yo.
What's up?
Just want to let you know.
Uh-huh.
Albertsons has offered to feed everybody at the command post down south.
Wow.
Bring a truck.
There's 300 sandwiches en route down there.
Okay, well, they'll have plenty of food. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Don't worry about future food, though.
All right. We have four porta potties being delivered down there.
Outstanding. Did you get a call from somebody on that?
No, we just went ahead and did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never did get an answer back, because the command post is so busy.
I know.
You can't get an answer.
I don't think four is going to be enough. Maybe we got to call in.
Well, once they get the school clear, they'll have. It's going to be a crime scene, though. But, yeah, let's
for the,
go
for the ladies, you know.
When those four show up for the ladies, then we'll make a determination. There you go. But I just want to let you know about the foods.
Okay, cool.
And we got ours, so thank you.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Anything?
Nope. I think we're set.
Any help over there?
Yeah, if you think of any creature comforts that might maybe need it, give us a call. We'll arrange it. So.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. I was talking to one of the parole officers. I think it was
Mr. Montez, Michael
Montez. I think that was possibly him. I just got disconnected from him, and he was helping me out with a fingerprint card.
All right.
To Jefferson County. Thank you.
Thank you, okay?
Okay, what's the direct number?